531. PMN News at 2 PM, Maloe Lele, ko ati tahi pōtaka news, hoku hingoa. Retail New Zealand is backing the move by Woolworths to roll out body cameras across all of its stores. Woolworths says physical assaults have more than tripled in the past 6 years, and security incidents have increased more than 8 times in the same period. The cameras are worn around the neck and only turned on during a security incident. Retail New Zealand's chief executive, Carolyn Young, says body cameras are used successfully in other sectors.
If something is a good deterrent and it's been proven to be effective against aggressive customers, then we think that's, you know, we'd really support that, because it has been really difficult in retail recently.
Health New Zealand is urging Pacific families to get their children immunised against measles, mumps and rubella. Only 73% of Pacific babies under 24 months old have had their MMR jabs, compared to 95% of the rest of New Zealand. National Pacific Director of Health, Meg Baltasi, says the tragic death of children in Samoa in the 2019 outbreak is a stark reminder of how important vaccinations are.
Immunisation save lives because they prevent people from getting really, really sick. And if you think about measles and what that did to Samoa in 2019, many of our families have connections or memories or direct experiences of what measles did to Samoa. And at that time, they had a really low immunisation rate.
The 2019 measles outbreak in Samoa claimed the lives of 83 people, mostly children. New Zealand Speaker of the House, Jerry Brownlee, says parliamentarians in the Cook Islands face similar challenges as New Zealand. Mr. Brownlee leads a cross-party delegation of New Zealand parliamentarians heading to Niue today after a few days in Rarotonga. He was particularly impressed with the way the Cook Islands is handling its economic front.
It doesn't matter how big your country is, the issues are very similar. So, you know, pressures on the health system, pressures on education, above all else, cost of living at the moment. They're the common threads between us. And I think what unites us is that we're all Commonwealth countries. We have a Westminster style of government and different styles for how we do things.
To the Pacific, Tonga will soon finalise a national plastics roadmap aimed at phasing out single-use plastics. Tonga is one of 14 Pacific Island countries engaging in the fourth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee to develop an international legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including in the marine environment. The Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environmental Program, or SPREP, says this starts on April 23rd in Ottawa, Canada. To sports, defending champions the Mystics beat the Southern Steel 61-52 in their ANZ Premiership netball clash in Invercargill. The Mystics were again led by 92% shooting from Grace Nweke. The Mystics join the Tactics and Pulse at the top of the table with 2 wins from 2, while the Steel remain winless. That's PMN News at 2. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmn.co.nz.